From ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Hamas's negotiating team has left Gaza ceasefire hostage release talks in Cairo. No deal yet. In Tel Aviv, ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge.
Israel offering a six-week pause in the fighting and the release of Palestinian prisoners in return for 33 hostages. And despite U.S. opposition, Israeli officials are doubling down on their intention to invade Rafah.
Israel opposed to Hamas's demand for a long-term ceasefire. Stepped up security at weekend college graduations because of Gaza war protests. At one commencement in Columbus, Ohio, ABC's Alex Perchet.
Today, Ohio State joining colleges and universities across the country holding its commencement. While the graduation ceremony here was relatively protest-free, incidents around the country on the minds of students here.
Protesters at the University of Texas Austin campus, organized by the Palestine Solidarity Committee, a student-run organization. Bomb threats at synagogues across Manhattan and New York City last night. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York.
The number of these incidents has gone up 10 times what it was in 2022. Not 10%, 10 times.
Schumer announcing millions in federal funds to boost security and safety at synagogues, mosques, and churches. Also, more of this is ABC's Zorin Shah.
Retailers around the country have been grappling with smash-and-grab robberies. According to a study by the Council on Criminal Justice, shoplifting incidents reported to police were 16% higher in steady cities looked at in the first half of 2023 compared to the first half of 2019.
I-95 in southwestern Connecticut is open again ahead of the promised Monday morning goal. After Thursday's fiery crash of a gasoline tanker truck and two other vehicles damaged the roadway and an overpass, crews working continuously removed the bridge, repaired the road surface, so now that stretch of the major roadway is back to normal. Sunday, traffic jam. You're listening to ABC News. Heavy rain and flooding continues in southeast Texas. ABC's Rosie Wynn is east of Houston.
This Channel View neighborhood is right off the San Jacinto River. The streets here are flooded. And in fact, some of the neighbors' yards, driveways, and properties are still flooded as well.
A recall of thousands of pounds of raw ground beef sold at Walmart. Possible E. coli contamination made by Cargill Meat Solutions. The recall by the Federal Ag Department. A list on Walmart's website. Floods in Brazil's southern Rio Grande do Sul state have killed at least 75 people over the last 7 days. Another 103 were reported missing, say local officials. Over 100 others are injured. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu rejecting international pressure to halt the war in Gaza in a fiery speech marking the country's annual Holocaust Memorial Day, declaring if Israel is forced to stand alone, Israel will stand alone. Tomorrow is the start of Screen Free Week, a movement to get young students to turn off their devices during class and at home. It's spearheaded by the nonprofit organization Fair Play, a coalition of educators and child advocacy groups. At Kirtland Middle School in Kirtland, Ohio, an eighth grader, Bella Maroos.
I hope that students get out of this week is to learn how to communicate like verbally and learning how to carry like a conversation in person. While not using their phones, and just to spend time, like, outdoors.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.